morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. Over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller. Made in America. Made to last.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Prior to the Thanksgiving holiday, OSU Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson taped his weekly visit with Senep host Dave Deacon to offer viewers an overview of the major commodities and their current status in the marketplace. He began his overview starting with a look at the wheat market.
Well, you look at wheat, wheat's in a short run downtrend. It just seems like every day it's just a penny or two lower, and so wheat's just wallowing around. It's in that March contract. The market's rolling over to it. It's below $5, and you know that $5 has just always been a magic mark. Corn prices are, if you had to put a label on it, probably moving sideways at the bottom end of the track. So it's moved from, you know, the upper end down to the bottom end. So, you know, slight downtrend there, but mostly sideways. Soybeans, price in the tank on the futures market, it's a sideways market, and it's just moved sideways. And there's really nothing out there that we can see to get excited about, either going up or down on beans. Of course, the big bad news is being on the beans, besides the futures price, is the basis is in the tank because the shortage of the demand, if you want to put it that way. Cotton, that may be the good news, is cotton prices are relatively stable. They're down around 77, and that's a good price for cotton.
Compared to year-ago prices, though, cotton is somewhat lower. In 2017, producers were commanding a strong 90 cents per pound for cotton. Soybeans were much higher, as much as $2 to $3.50 higher last year, before the U.S. declared its economic war on the Chinese. Corn was only slightly higher than where it is now. Wheat, however, comparatively more attractive this year than it was looking back at 2017, when prices were below $4 a bushel. As for now, though, Anderson says wheat looks pretty good relative to the position of other commodities in the marketplace, which currently have almost all come down from their previously higher positions.
Well, you've got to look, when you make that production decision, it's not what the wheat price is. It's what the wheat price is relative to corn price, or what it is the sesame price, or what it is to the canola price. It's a relative. All the prices can be in the tank, but which one of those in the tank are going to help you lose the least amount of money, right? Or which one's going to give you the most profit? And so I think if you look at wheat relative to corn or sorghum or other commodities whose prices have come down, wheat's looking relatively good. Also, there's some potential in wheat. If we can get a quality product, test weight, and protein, I think we can get that price up to where your producers that have your 45, 50 pound yields, they're going to be making some profit with wheat. And so the market's getting back where the upper tier can make a profit.
You got farm news on Ron.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.